Hey, all, welcome into the Bills Wire podcast. I am your host, Jeremy Uhas. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. This is our fourth episode in a row as we continue our new daily podcast. We hope you guys are enjoying it so far. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe. We are all over the place. Stitcher, Spotify. We are obviously on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you give us a good rating if you're liking what you're hearing. These podcasts are really meant for the fans to just get a quick kind of recap of what's going on every day with the team, analysis of what's to come. I'll be having interviews and guests in the near future as we continue to roll this daily podcast out. Thank you so much for your feedback. We are definitely really excited at Bills Wire to be able to do this, in addition to writing all of our articles that you can find also at billswire.usatoday.com. You guys are really lucky today because it's just me. I have nobody joining me today, so I'm going to go straight through and bring up a topic that's kind of just on my nerves a little bit because I'm hearing it a lot right now, and that's just the perception, I guess, of many fans, many analysts, prognosticators, thinking this team is going to take a step back in 2018-2019. And I'm not really sure where that's coming from. Yes, this team has lost some really good players in the offseason, but they've also added some really good players in the offseason. And if anyone knows Sean McDermott, and if anybody knows Brandon Bean to this point, they are not looking to take a step backwards. If anything, they are building what they've set out to start. They believe that the roster that they have this year, even though it may not be household names, guys that you have come accustomed to knowing on the team in the past, this roster is set up for wins. This roster is set up to be better than last year. Now, will it produce a better record? We'll wait and see. However, the defense should be better. They are expecting better quarterback play, even though Tyrod Taylor has more experience. They're expecting just better play from that position for what they want to do. They still have LeSean McCoy. So there are just a lot of great reasons to believe that the Bills this year could be a better team than they were last year. Statistically, I think they could be better. Record-wise, I think they could win 10 or 11 games, and people are going to go, whoa, 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 hold on, what do you smoking over there, Jeremy, because why would you in your right mind think that? They lost Eric Wood. They lost Richie Incognito. Those are two Pro Bowl offensive linemen right there. Why would you think that? You lost your middle linebacker in Preston Brown. You're starting a rookie. More questions on the offense in terms of the wide receiver position. Is Shady going to be there or not? Most likely it looks like now he's okay. So I'm assuming he's going to be there. So there's just a lot of interesting narratives going on right now about why this team may struggle this season. And I'm not buying it. And I'm not buying it because, not just because I'm a fan, I want the team to do well. I will openly hope that they do well. But as an outside observer, as a journalist, just looking at this team, I'm not sure why a lot of people think this team is only going to win 3 games, be a top 5 pick. Could they win 7? Sure. Could they win 10? Sure. I don't think that there is that much of a difference in the NFL between teams with 6, 7 wins and teams with 10 or 11 wins. I really don't. I think the margin is so thin. And I want to go through this roster with you guys so that we can get a better understanding of why I believe this team is better than what a lot of people are saying right now. Number one, LeSean McCoy is still in the backfield, and he's a top 10, maybe at the cusp of being a top 5 running back in this league still, even at the age of 30. He's that dynamic of a playmaker. He's that good. You have him there. Number two, you have a better backup running back situation in Chris Ivory and whoever is the third string back, whether that's Travis Cadet or they keep Marcus Murphy. Their running back stable is better than it was a year ago. Number two, Pat DeMarco, second year in the system, got acclimated to Buffalo, got acclimated to the scene. I think he plays a lot better in his second season in Buffalo. Right there in the backfield, you're all set. The offensive line, let's go there for a second. I think Russell Bodine is marginally less than Eric Wood. I think Eric Wood is a better player. But I don't think the drop off from Eric Wood to Russell Bodine, especially with Eric as late in the career as he was entering, I don't think that there's a huge drop off if Russell Bodine goes in there. I don't think there's a drop off at all if Ryan Grooy ends up winning that center spot. He's just as powerful, might actually have more power. And Sean McDermott talked about that at the center position. You've got John Miller coming back, who's great in the power blocking scheme that it looks like Brian Daboll wants to employ. The zone scheme wasn't a great fit for him last year. John Miller could come back and have a monster year. Deion Dawkins, you're thinking he's going to be, and he's looking like it so far, a stud at left tackle. So you have a good young tackle. You have Jordan Mills, who's steady as they come at right tackle. Vlad Dukas filled in fine last year. I think this offensive line concern is way overblown. You also have what I think is probably the biggest help is Brian Daboll leading the offense. Last year, Rick Dennison was leading this offense, and we all know how that turned out. Not the greatest play caller, did not try and get matchups that were favorable for his players. I think Daboll alone so much increases the likelihood that this offense can succeed. So, with a better backfield, with a maybe slightly less offensive line, still I think very serviceable, and with the better coaching, I think just going to be fine in the run game. In the pass game, to be determined. However, the run game, I think they're going to probably be even better than they were last year. The tight end position, Charles Clay, solid, valuable veteran presence at the tight end position. I think he has a higher ceiling than we've seen so far from him after signing the offer sheet to come over from Miami. I think Charles Clay has had a nice career with the Bills, but I think being that big target over the middle for whoever's quarterback will be huge for this team. Nick O'Leary had an okay season last year. I think there's more from him to come. And that position right now is a little dinged up in camp. Hopefully those guys stay healthy. The tight end position, good, solid. It is what it was last year. There shouldn't be a drop off. If anything, it should be better. Obviously, the big question is quarterback. And I know people are going to disagree with me on this, but what they had last year at quarterback and Tyrod Taylor was adequate. The Bills are aiming for something more than that, and you cannot fault them for doing so when they drafted Josh Allen this year. Since they drafted Josh Allen this year, and we talked about this yesterday, Nick Wotan, managing editor at Bills Wire, and myself both agree that Allen needs to start as soon as he's ready. If he's not ready, put in Peterman. AJ McCarron's the safe bet. He's the safe guy. No fan wants to see that. Fine if McDermott and Bean and his coaching staff feel that AJ McCarron is best suited to lead this team out of the gates for a couple of games, fine. But as soon as Allen is ready, whenever that is, hopefully sooner rather than later, he needs to go into the starting lineup. There's no, let's just let him sit on the sidelines, hold a clipboard, observe. No, the best way for him to learn is to be on the field. And I don't care if he throws two or three picks because we already saw probably the worst first half performance with Nathan Peterman. I don't think we're going to see any worse than that. And look, he bounced back and it's just fine. You need to get Allen in there. The clock is ticking on this guy. See what you have. Mold him. Let him learn. There's a lot of players that were thrown in last year. Deshaun Watson was thrown in and he looked fantastic when he got his chance. And, unfortunately, he got hurt. I want the Bills to throw Allen in there, throw him into the fire. You have a great running game. Give the ball to McCoy. You have a great coach who's going to protect him. You have his ability to be able to scramble if protection breaks down. Peterman, AJ McCarron, they don't have the athleticism necessarily to get out of busted pockets. So I want Allen in the starting lineup as soon as possible. The offense question marks are only that, question marks. But for some reason, everybody wants to turn question marks into negatives when that doesn't have to necessarily be the case. Additionally, we need to talk about the wide receiver position. Kelvin Benjamin is a stud. He's 6'5", probably bigger, massive wingspan, big body, can box out red zone. He's not the fastest guy in the world, but he's someone that the quarterbacks can trust more than likely to come down with the ball just because of his catch radius, his physicality. He is a bona fide number one receiver, and I believe the Bills are going to treat him that way. I know after Jeremy Curley, that veteran presence there in the slot, or even if he lines up opposite, there's a lot of question marks in terms of who's after that. Is Zay Jones going to be ready? Is it Robert Foster? Is it someone like Malachi Dupree? One thing we do know is somebody's going to step up. We all know that there's enough roster spots at the wide receiver position available. Somebody's going to step up, whether that's Brandon Riley, whoever. Whoever's going to be there is going to have a decent year. I think the concern over the wide receiver position is maybe speed. Someone like a Marquise Goodwin that used to be in the lineup, there's no one really to threaten you downfield. Maybe that's Rod Streeter if he makes the ball club. Who knows? That is really the biggest question mark that I would lean toward a negative at this point. And it's not even that big of a negative for me. I think somebody will step up in those shoes. Whoever separates themselves here in the preseason, it'll happen. So I think the concern on the offense is really overblown. Take a look at it. The backfield, much better than a year ago. Much better situation. You still have LeSean McCoy. The offensive line maybe slightly took a hit. However, with Dable at the helm, I think they're back to a better scheme fit. I think they've got good enough players to get the job done up front. It's just a matter of them gelling. I think they can do that. Great at the tight end position. The quarterback position is going to be a player that they can mold and do what they want to do with. Tyrod Taylor, again, was adequate, did enough good, prevented the bad, prevented the interceptions. There you go. That's the offense. I think it's going to be just fine. And then let's flip over to the defense, okay? This unit has a chance to be scary good. They were already great in the defensive backfield last year. They add Vontae Davis. Their linebacking core, Lorenzo Alexander returns, a lot of experience. Tremaine Edmonds, monster in the middle. He will run sideline to sideline. That nickel cornerback spot is probably the only spot of question at this point on the defense. The defensive line, much improved, and nobody's giving it that much credit. It's like, oh, they signed Trent Murphy, they signed Star Lotulelei, they drafted Harrison Phillips. So that's good. No, that's not good. That's really great. That's tremendous. They are going to get so much more of a push up front. That's going to allow the defensive ends like Hughes to have a big year. They are set up on defense to have not only just a good year, but a top five defense again. And we haven't seen that since Jim Schwartz left and then Rex came in and ruined everything. So they have the ability to be a top flight defense this year. I'm going to end this episode by talking about something that not a lot of people are talking about, and that's special teams. The special teams unit, and in particular that I want to suggest, is their kicker Steven Hauschka. He had a great season last year. The Bills don't win in Atlanta last year without Steven Hauschka. The Bills don't win a couple of games without him making money kicks last year. The NFL comes down to fourth quarter, last drives, last couple of possessions, making sure that you get points when you're in the red zone, not in the red zone, but still on the other opponent's half of the 50-yard line. You need to cash in points. You need to make big kicks. Steven Hauschka did that for the Bills last year. And if he continues that, which all indications are he should, he's proven his over his career that he's a tremendous kicker. When you have that in your back pocket as well, the Bills are set up to win close games. Their defense is set up to win close games. So I just want people to think about that when they think about the Buffalo Bills in 2018 in this upcoming season. There are question marks, yes, but not every question mark necessarily means that it's a negative. Not every question mark means that the Bills are going to take a step back. We'll see what happens on Sundays, but don't be shocked that you heard it here on this Bills Wire podcast that the Bills are a double-digit win team. I'm not predicting it. I'm just saying I'm not going to be surprised, and there's a lot of reasons why people should be thinking more that way instead of the opposite. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Bills Wire podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Uhas. Make sure you guys are subscribing to the podcast. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, everywhere across the web. And make sure you also head over to BillsWire.USA.com. The entire team there writing articles, Nick Boten, managing editor Justin DeLauro, and Rich Kowalski, all the guys contributing to the content that you will see across your Twitter feed, Facebook, and on the site. Make sure you just check us out, guys. We really appreciate it. Until next time, see ya.